My dearly beloved, in today's gospel, very brief gospel, we have mention of the fact that our Lord was given the holy name of Jesus, and it says, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And we go back to the first chapter of St. Luke's gospel to find the angel Gabriel telling our Blessed Mother at the Annunciation that she would conceive a child and she should call his name Jesus. And then she went on to say, and how shall this be done? And the angel explained, the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the Holy One to be born shall be the Son of God. And then Our Lady said, may it be done unto me according to thy word. And then the word was made flesh. The incarnation took place. So as the angel said in today's gospel, as the evangelist says rather in today's gospel, it was a name given him before the child was conceived. And of course, it was a name determined from all eternity by God the Father. It is a name which means Savior. And we find that in the first chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, when St. Joseph was troubled that Our Lady was with child, and he was very confused and in great anxiety, and considered, as it says in the Gospel, to put her away privately, that an angel appeared to him in a dream. It could have been also St. Gabriel, but an angel spoke to him and said, do not be afraid to take unto you Mary, your espoused wife, for the child that she has conceived is of the Holy Ghost, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. So this reminds us that the name of Jesus means Savior. And it is a name which is a very powerful name, one that we should often invoke devoutly. It is a name of great strength, that will obtain for us grace in time of temptation, if invoked devoutly. And it must pain the heart of every Catholic, indeed of every Christian who loves our Lord, that this name is so misused today. And is it not ironic that here in the 21st century, when every effort is made to eliminate God from public life, the Ten Commandments, any mention of religion, every effort is made to eliminate these things from public life, from society, that is also at this same time in history when the holy name of God and the holy name of Jesus Christ are misused, are taken in vain over and over again. It has become commonplace. And yet, we live in a society which is so godless. It is ironic. It is contradictory. And here you can see the devil at work. And it must pain the heart of anyone who loves our Lord that his name is so dishonored and so misused. We call to mind the second commandment of God, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. God gave to us a wonderful gift, the gift of speech, the ability to communicate with one another. And above all, we should use this wonderful gift of speech to praise God, to pray, to sing, to use it to honor Almighty God. And how terrible it is that there are those who use the very gift that God gave to them, to offend him by misusing his holy name, taking in vain the holy name of Jesus, the holy name of God, by blasphemy, by swearing, by other sins of the tongue by which God is dishonored. Let us make atonement for these sins. Let us form the good habit of not only often invoking the holy name of Jesus when tempted, when discouraged, when in need of help, to call upon the names of Jesus and Mary often, because they are so powerful, as St. Bernard says, at the name of Jesus, the devils tremble and flee. So we should invoke them in temptation. But not only to do that when we are in need of strength and help, but also to honor the name of our Lord when we hear it taken in vain, when we hear it dishonored. We have those beautiful invocations from the divine praises that we pray after benediction. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. And then a bit later, blessed be the name of Jesus. These are wonderful prayers that we can say to ourselves to offer reparation for those who misuse the name of Almighty God. Because one loving act of reparation can make up for many blasphemies. So let us honor and love and reverence the holy name of Jesus, the holy name of God. And note that as the saints, especially Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, Saint Bernardine of Siena, have often stated, that not only are these names a source of power and strength, but they also are a great sweetness to the soul. Saint Bernard said, it's almost like tasting honey. For one who loves God, to devoutly invoke, reverently invoke the name of Jesus, it is a joy to the heart, and indeed a sweetness to call upon this holy name. Saint Peter, in today's epistle, which tells the story in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, how Saints Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray. This was shortly after the ascension of our Lord. And there was a man there who was a cripple who was begging. And Saint Peter spoke to him, and the man looked expectantly, thinking he was going to get an alms. And Saint Peter said, gold and silver I have not, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, arise and walk. And the man was instantly cured, and this made quite a stir. And the apostles, Peter and John, were called before the Sanhedrin, and they were asked, how did you do this? And Saint Peter said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, he said to the Jewish leaders, in this same name, this man has been cured. For, and he goes on to say, there has been no other name under heaven given to us by which we are to be saved. So what power in this holy name that not only Saint Peter and Saint John, but many others, many saints, many great missionaries and other saints down through the centuries have brought about great miracles at the invocation, the devout and confident invocation of the holy name of Jesus. I would like to conclude by reading a short section from a sermon of Saint Bernardine of Siena, who promoted, propagated devotion to the holy name, encouraged people to invoke the holy name in every difficulty. And as I said, being also devout to our Blessed Mother, we should join to the name of Jesus, the holy name of Mary, and invoke these names in time of temptation. But listen to the words of Saint Bernardine, who addresses the holy name as follows. O name of Jesus, exalted above every other name, O triumphant name, O joy of angels, O terror of hell, all hope of pardon, of grace, and of glory is found in you. O sweetest name, you pardon the guilty, you reform evil habits, you fill the timid with divine sweetness, and drive away terrifying visions. O glorious name, by you the mysteries of eternal life are revealed. Souls are inflamed with divine love, strengthened in time of struggle, and freed from all dangers. O desirable name, delightful name, admirable name, venerable name, little by little, you raise the souls of the faithful by your gifts and graces to the heights of heaven. All to whom you communicate your ineffable grandeur, by your power, attain to salvation and glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.